And welcome aboard John Kincaid's show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Challenging times. We're all going through them together. And Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. When I promise you, this is going to be an oasis for you for the next 3 hours, and it's a little unique right now. This will be an absolute oasis from Knicks talk, Yankees talk, and Mets conversations rounding back to the Knicks, and somehow the Knicks are talked about. Anyway, Anthony lives in New York. And so Anthony, who runs this show and keeps us on the air and does all the things that are important behind the scenes to put this show together, our producer, lives in New York. Anthony, when you're having conversations in New York, you're having a coffee, you bump into a guy in the street. Are the Knicks really coming up this much? Because I swear to you, now we're in different times here on CBS Sports Radio. Every conversation seems to round back to the Knicks. And I can assure you, in 44 states of the country, no one ever brings up the Knicks.
Well, in New York, they do, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Still.
It's Knicks, Knicks. For God's sakes, there are people in Kansas City listening to this network. There are people listening in L.A. and Oregon and San Francisco and Texas, and they're going, why the hell are people talking about the Knicks?
Well, I can understand that, yeah.
Nobody talks about the Knicks anywhere else. My gosh. It's so maddening. Guys, open the playbook a little bit. Let's open our playbooks. Let's get in the deep end of the pool, for God's sakes. I actually heard, let's do a Mount Rushmore. Well, if my Mount Rushmore would have Jordan, Brady, Jeter on it. And I'm like, you just mentioned Jordan and Brady and Jeter in the same sentence? For gosh sakes. My gosh. I'm telling you. We're going to have some fun today, and I hope that you're going to be ready for it. This will be your oasis of positive, because I refuse to give in to all the negative messengers. And I think that's something that's going to come out of this. I really do. I've rooted for this for a long time. There are people who wallow in what the negative messaging is. What is the worst case scenario? Anything going on in life. They will have the negative messaging down pat. I don't know if they live their lives distraught, scared, otherwise, but you can always count on them that they're going to wake up in the morning and the first thing before they've even had their first cup of coffee, I'm sure they have to share in 140 to 280 characters, I'm sure. They've got to be able to share their profound wisdom on something in the world. Just got to pass that on to their 583 people that pretend to listen to them. But the negative messengers, I think, are something we can lose during this pandemic. And obviously, I'm not talking about losing them to the pandemic. I'm talking about losing them during the pandemic. It is so easy to take the negative messengers out of your life. And if you don't know who the negative messengers are, you may be one of them. Are you? I told you, Anthony, I've gone through, and I come from a big community, a big family, a big working communities from different careers. So I got a lot of people that will join us on social media. I have found the mute button is just the most refreshing thing in the world. Do you mute anyone, Anthony?
It's early on with me.
With Twitter.
On Twitter
at Tony Pierno.
But already, I have one particular person in mind that I believe I will be muting. Probably.
And you got to mute them.
Yeah.
You still want to be friends with them. But you just can't take it anymore. Negative messengers, they are bringing toxicity into our lives. It's a big word from Kincaid this early in the morning. They're bringing negative messages into our life. They bring poison into our system. And in an event like this, a coronavirus pandemic, just it's their center stage. This is their Super Bowl. They're going to wake up every day and tell you how terrible things are. Well, you know what? I've told it since the beginning, and I'll say it again this week. We're now 5 weeks into this that we've been talking about this. 5 weeks. every projection for this past week, once again, was under. What they told us it was going to be and what it is under. Now, why wouldn't that be the headline? Why would that not be the breaking news? Everything for the fifth consecutive week is under where they projected we'd be. Number of cases, number of deaths. It is incessant. The bad news machine buries the good news. Here's what we need to do. We need to bury the negative messaging. Bury it. Remove it from your timeline. Remove it from your viewing habits. And there's all of it to go around. If you don't believe everybody out there is peddling it to you, you're absolutely one of the people, the dealers of the bad news count on. You're coming to the street corner with your $40 in cash and handing it to somebody because you just can't get enough. We can get enough. We can. Because the negative messengers are done on this show. They've been done for 5 weeks, and they're going to be done. They're going to continue to be done. It's not going to happen. I was amused by this story in the fact that it allows people to expose who they really are. Or what, like, sort of life they've been living in. The story came out this week that Major League Baseball, should it come back, and I believe that's the proper way you should say it, should it come back, I believe it will come back. I don't know in what form. I don't know how they would do it. My best guess is that it's going to be at spring training facilities in both Arizona and Florida. That's my best educated guess. Talking to people in the baseball community, but I don't know. I don't know for sure. But I do believe there's too much money on the table for it not to happen. That players, owners, and everything alike will find a way to make it happen. But the idea that Major League Baseball is reportedly going to ask players to take a pay cut if games are played without fans. Okay, this seems incredibly logical, right? If there aren't fans in the stands, that's part of the contract of the game. The owners expect, yes, we can pay the players based on the fact that we know we're getting this amount of ticket revenue is pretty much guaranteed. Here's our floor, and then here is our ceiling of where it can be. There are franchises that say, okay, maybe we're going to say our floor this year is we're going to draw 1.8 million. But if we're competitive at the All-Star break, we can project to draw 2.1, 2.3 million, depending on how long the run goes. So you have a floor and you have a ceiling of where you think your revenue can be. And that's how you pay people. You take your TV deal, all those kind of licensing deals, your broadcasting, whatever it is, radio deal, whatever. Not many teams making money on their radio deals anymore, unfortunately. But you take that money and then you say, okay, well, ticket sales is on top of it. And for Major League Baseball, they need the gate. The gate matters. So here's the warning to Major League Baseball players. And I saw this happen years and years ago during the strike. During the strike of 1994, which canceled the season, baseball players talked. And when they talked, they didn't think about how their words were going to be received. There were Major League Baseball players talking about, well, I have to fight for this right now. We have to strike for this because how am I going to feed my families? These were already millionaires that were delivering this message to the American public. Let me tell you, 25 years later, don't try it. Don't try it. The American public doesn't want to hear a Major League Baseball player at any time. And by the way, they're being very quiet about it, and they should. They should, because there's nothing to be gained by it. There's nothing to be gained by potentially complaining about something that might happen. And rest assured, if there are no fans in the stands, Major League Baseball is going to want a pay cut for its players. And you know what? To the guy who works in a factory, to a guy who works in radio, to a guy who works in the business world who has either lost their career or been asked to take a pay cut to sustain their career. You better suck it up, Buttercup. And the negative publicity that will rain down on the first player that speaks out publicly and says, I don't want to take a pay cut, if that becomes the norm. First player that does it, that will be a scarlet letter on them that they will never be able to scrub off. Because the fans are waiting. Fans are waiting to see who dares do the woe is me routine when you are the multi-million dollar baseball player. Now, I'm hoping that Major League Baseball Players Association will get the word out. Everybody, zip it. Shut up. Don't talk about it. It's a landmine, and you're never going to survive it. But I'm guessing one or two players with access to Twitter, when more details come out, if that is going to be the plan, are going to step in it. And I certainly hope they don't, because I saw players do it during the strike 25 years ago, and they don't need to be doing it now.